ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः मृत्युञ्जयम् मृत्युभियाश्रितानाम्
मृत्युञ्जयम् मृत्युभियाश्रितानाम् अहम् मतिर्
मृत्युमुपैति पूर्वम्
मृत्युमुपैति पूर्वम्
अथ स्वभावाद्
अथ स्वभावाद्
अमृतेषु तेषु
अमृतेषु तेषु
कथम् पुनर्
कथम् पुनर्
मृत्युधियोऽवकाशः
मृत्युधियोऽवकाशः
Here, as a great devotee of Lord Shiva, Arunachaleshwara, Ramana Maharishi expresses his devotion also by saying, Mrityunjayam Ashritanam. Here, Mrityunjayaha, first let us go by every word. Mrityuhu means time factor, personified as the Lord Death. So, everything in this universe is subject to time limitation. There is nothing which is free from time limitation. Therefore, everything has a beginning in time, everything has an end in time. The beginning, every form, every name, every object in this universe has a beginning and an end. A thought has a beginning and an end. Means there is a time which rises, a time which resolves. The mind rises and resolves. The physical bodies are born again, there is a time they disappear. Which means everything is happening in time. So time factor here in the Puranas is personified as the death, Lord Death. So Mrityuhu means also death. Mrityuhu literally time factor is also called what? Death. And mrityum means its accusative, the objective case mrityum. Jayaha means victory. Mrityum jayaha, two different words, but it gives a different meaning. Mrityum jayaha means the one who is victorious over death. In Tamil, we can say Kalanai Vendravan, the devourer of the time. Who the devourer of the time? The one who is free from time limitation, one who is not subject to time, or the one who is of the nature of timelessness, eternity. One who is of the nature of timelessness, the one who is of the nature of eternity, is, we can say, Mrityunjayaha. And who is the Mrityunjayaha? There is nothing other than the reality, the truth of the individual and the total. The truth of the individual and the total, the microcosmic being and the macrocosmic being, the subject and the object, the truth of the experiencer, the truth of the experienced universe. The one and only truth of everything that is here alone is subject to, free from time limitation, is of the nature of timelessness. The reality is of the nature of timelessness. The reality alone is looked upon as the Lord of the universe. Who is Ishvara? The reality which alone shines as everything, which is in the form of everything, and which is the truth of everything, is the Lord here. For Mrityunjaya, the reality is given the status of being the Lord. The status of Ishvara, Ishvarakum, is attributed to the reality. So reality enjoying the status of being the Lord is looked upon here as Mrityunjaya, the devourer of the time, or the one who is victorious over death, the defeater of the death. Because everything else here is what? Subject to time. Everything else subject to change. That constantly change is happening on the part of everything in this universe. That's why time is said to be the devourer of the jagat. Devourer of everything. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Swami used to say, Kalam ulagatte mulungi. Then if you know you are the truth, if you know that you are the truth, then you can say what? Naan unnai mulungi. Aham jagat bhakshak. Aham kalasyaap bhakshakaha. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Aham kalasyaap bhakshakaha. I am the devourer of the time. The time is devourer of everything. Therefore, I am the devourer of everything. That's the meaning. Understand? Anyway. So here, Mrityunjaya is one of the names of the Lord, Ishvara. The one who has defeated, one who has defeated the Lord death, or the devourer of the time, the one who is free from time limitation, one who is victorious over death, Mrityunjaya. That's why we do what Mrityunjaya mantra japa we do. Isn't it? By praying to the Lord as Mrityunjaya, by invoking the grace of the Lord as Mrityunjaya, you will be blessed with what? The vision of immortality. You will not be blessed with the immortality. You will be blessed with the knowledge of immortality. Anyway, so the Mrityunjayam, Ashritaha. Ashritaha means the one who has taken refuge, the one who has surrendered to the Lord, who is of the nature of timelessness. One who is victorious over death. Ashritaha. Ashritaha is the participle of actually Ashrayaha. Ashrayaha is not taking refuge. Ashritaha, the one who has taken refuge. And Ashritana is a possessive verb for all those people who have surrendered to, have taken refuge in the Lord who is victorious over death. So when do we take refuge in the Lord? When do we surrender to the Lord? Mrityunjaya. Only when we are frightened of death. So whoever is afraid of death, and the people who are afraid of death, they take refuge in the Lord who is, who is victorious over death, so that they be protected from the fear of death. Frightened of here, Mrityu Bhihi. Bhihi is a feminine gender word. That's why Bhihi means fear. Mrityu Bhiya Mrityunjayam Ashritana. Because of the fear of death, those who have taken refuge in the Lord, who is of the nature of timelessness, who is free from the fear of, who is victorious over death. So nobody can say, I am free from fear of death. According to Shastram, every human mind definitely has what? There's a phenomenon called fear in every mind. There's no mind which is free from fear. You can say, no, I don't mind dying, you can say all those things. But really, there is fear, the phenomenon called the very fear itself is because of the fear of death. And the fear of death alone actually becomes converted into different, you know, other thought modifications also, you know, of anxiety, even the insecurity, the sense of insecurity, the anxiety, everything else is always what? Actually expressions of this fear only. Even fear of anything is also in fact fear of death. The fear of death alone gets converted into what? The fear of seeing the lizard, a fear of seeing a cockroach, a fear of seeing anything dark, something big. A fear, any fear is actually basically because of the fear of death. If the mind is free from fear of death, then definitely the very phenomenon called fear will be resolved for good in any mind. Therefore, mrityubhihi means mrityubhihi, the fear of death is there in every mind. So mrityubhiya, there is fear of death, and because if there's a strong notion, I am the body, mind, sense complex. It's a very rooted notion. It's not that you wanted to entertain that notion. Naturally, every human mind has a strong notion about one's own self. All the notions every individual human being entertains about oneself are erroneous notions. And one of the notions is what? I am subject to death. I am a mortal. That notion is that one day I am going to die. I was born on such and such a day. I am going to die one day. I am a mortal. Death is definite. Because we have seen it, experienced in life. Our grandparents are not here anymore. Some of us don't have parents also. So that is what death is definite. Jatasya mrityuhu dhruvaha. Definitely, isn't it? Therefore, mrityu bhihi alone. Even if you say, I am not scared of death. There is fear or not. There is a snake under your chair. If it's there, finish, jump and get up and walk away. You can't say, let the fear snake be there. It won't be there. Which means the fear is very natural. Very, very natural. Why fear is natural? Because nobody really likes death. Nobody wants to die really. In the heart of the heart, nobody wants to die. And why death, the fear of death is there? Because of strong identity with the body, mind and complex. And why the wrong identity with the body, mind and complex is there? Because nobody knows one's real nature. You do not know what you are. Helplessly, you mistake the body, mind and complex for yourself. And all the limitations in terms of time limitation, body is subject to time. Therefore, body has birth and body has death. Body, no, shad vikaravam deha. Body undergoes all changes. Even the same body is not the same every day. Every day is changing. Therefore, having a strong identity with the body, and there's a strong notion that I am a mortal. And that notion results in what? The fear of death. It is the erroneous notion one entertains about oneself. Because the wrong identity caused by wrong ignorance of one's own real nature is what now say ahankara, isn't it? I am a mortal is a notion which is ahankara. I am is knowledge of the existence of one's own self. I am is a very beautiful thing, that the knowledge of the existence of one's own self. But I am a mortal, when you add, it becomes a notion you entertain about yourself. What is knowledge? What is a notion here? I am is what? Knowledge of the existence of one's own self. I am a mortal is what? The notion you entertain about yourself. Is this notion erroneous, right or wrong? It definitely, according to Shastram, it is wrong notion. And this notion is because of wrong identity, adhyasa. The wrong identity is because of the very ignorance of the nature of your own self. Therefore here, the wrong notion being there, I am a mortal notion, gives rise to the phenomenon called fear. That is why in Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya, and the fear also has been included, all these things, fear is because of the wrong identity. ahankara only. Isn't it? For mrityubhya, mrityubhi is very natural. Why? Because wrong identity is also very, adhyasa is very natural, because ignorance is also naturally there. Nobody has created ignorance. You have not prayed for ignorance and got it as a blessing from Bhagavan. Naturally, all of us are born ignorant people. Very birth itself is the proof what? That we are ignorant. Isn't it? So being ignorant is not wrong or a sin, it's not a crime, it's very natural. As a result of that ignorance, there is also erroneous, the wrong identity, adhyasa, therefore there is ahankara, wrong notion about one's own self. Therefore, mrityubhihi is very natural. When there is mrityubhihi, the fear of death is caused by the wrong identity, wrong notion. Therefore, if mrityubhihi has to go, what you need, the wrong notion has to be corrected. Isn't it? For correcting the wrong notion you entertain about yourself, you need to have right identity. For the right identity, there should not be identity with the anatma, for which you need the knowledge, jnanam. You need only jnanam. That is why when you do Mrityunjaya mantra japa, actually you are praying for jnanam. Bhagavan will not make you sit and get up and live for thousands of years. He only blessed the prayer. Mrityunjaya mantra japa is actually praying for jnanam. That's why here, mrityubhya mrityunjayam ashrayanti janaha. When people naturally pray to the Lord, take refuge in Lord, surrender to the Lord out of fear of death. Okay, Lord, they invoke the grace of Lord as the one who is devourer of the time, one who withers over death. So mrityubhya mrityunjayam ashrayanti ashritanam, for such people, what happens? Does the prayer, when they take refuge in Lord, what happens? Are they protected or not? You see, taking refuge in the Lord or surrendering oneself to the Lord is for protection. You seek protection from the Lord, protection from the fear. Bhayat rakshanam. Bhayat rakshanam pratyante. You pray for the protection from fear. In fact, prayer is ultimately for protection. O Lord, raksha, raksha, pahi, pahi. All the bhajans we have, what now? Raksha, raksha, pahi, pahi. Prayer is always for protection. Protecting from something unwanted. Protection is sought from something unwanted. The fear I don't want. The sorrow, I want protection from sorrow, protection from fear, unwanted. Therefore, mrityubhya mrityunjayam ashritanam, when they take refuge in Lord, surrender to the Lord, what happens? Does Lord protect them or not? Yes, Lord does protect the people who surrender to the Lord. How does Lord protect them? Lord protects them absolutely, Lord protects them relatively first. Isn't it? If you intensely, fervently pray to the Lord, definitely that prayer will bless you with the knowledge, bless you with the, first of all, Shastra Shravanam, the good teacher, the teaching. You know, even for people who were able to come and do 3 years course, they were studying the Shastram somewhere, with some Swami. Proper study of the Shastram is also what? Somewhere some punyam you must have had. Therefore, that protects all protection only. So you are blessed, the one who is praying to the Lord is blessed with the teaching. Blessed with the Shastra Shravanam. The Shravanam, only Shravanam will help you resolve your ignorance. You will be blessed with the knowledge. It's not just the knowledge, you will be blessed with the clear ultimate vision of the all, everything is taken care of, jnana. We are blessing you with the knowledge, thereby God does not bless you with the immortality. Why? Because Lord blesses you with the knowledge of your self, knowledge of your own real nature. So those who seek protection from fear of death, those who pray to the Lord, submit to the Lord, are blessed with the knowledge of the self. Once you are blessed with the knowledge of the self, then in the wake of the knowledge of your real nature, naturally your wrong identity resolves. In the wake of knowledge of your real nature, wrong identity resolves. You do not give up anything here. It resolves by itself. Once wrong identity is resolved, then naturally all the erroneous notions one entertains about oneself resolve. Adhyasa resolves. Ajnane nashte adhyasa also is resolved. Adhyasa is resolved, ahankara is resolved. That is why Pujya Swamiji always tells you can never give up ahankara. What is I am and what is identity added to ahankara? The knowledge of the existence of one's own self is the highest form of manifestation of the reality. The most beautiful thing, self-consciousness. But I am, anything added to I am becomes what? Ahankara. What ahankara here? The wrong notion you entertain about yourself. But without the knowledge I am, can there be wrong identity? For right identity or wrong identity, for any identity you need what? Self-consciousness first. That is why the being blessed with the self-consciousness, the knowledge of the existence of one's own self that I am, is a blessing. It's a blessing, but no other animal, no other creature in the world has this self-consciousness. Therefore, no other animal has any identity also. There's no identity. Animal has no right identity, nor wrong identity, non-identity. In all the animals, there's neither right identity nor wrong identity. There's a non-identity. No animal has any identity. Well, because there's no this, the other jnana is not, the half knowledge is not, I am is not there. And which is the highest form of manifestation of the knowledge. Therefore, this knowledge is beautiful, but anything added to the knowledge, it is expression of your wrong idea. This is erroneous notion you have about yourself. It's called ahankara. Therefore, once you are blessed with the knowledge of your real nature, in the wake of the knowledge of your own self being, the consciousness, when you shift your I sense from the body, mind sense complex, pancha kosha prakriya, dhritrisheveka prakriya, avasthatraya prakriya, during shravanam, all these methods of unfoldment help you shift your ahankara, I sense from the body. You drag the I sense forcefully from what? Oh my God, body. Is known to me. I am the knower. Shift it, drag it. Don't physically do it. Cognitively, when you shift your I sense slowly from annamaya to pranamaya, take the I sense from annamaya, resolve the annamaya in the jagat Ishvara, Virat Ishvara. You shift the I sense from the sukshma, you get pranamaya, resolve your prana in what? You prana was the Ishvara. Prana is the prana hirnya garbha. Resolve the I sense from manomaya. Resolve the manomaya in what? Savasti manomaya hirnya garbha. Resolve the, again shift the I sense from vijnanamaya. Resolve vijnanamaya in samashti hirnya garbha. Resolve, isn't it? When there's no I, you can't play, there's no I. No location is available for I to sit there comfortably, okay? You have to search for the chair. Where can I be placed? You drag, shift it cognitively from each layer of personality, because each layer of personality is resolved in what? Virat Ishvara, Hiranyagarbheshwara. Finally you come to what now? Even Anandamaya Kosha. Even the dog says what? Anandamay kosha ajnanam. This also resolved in what? Ishvara. Antaryami Ishvara. Then where can you place I? Everything is Ishvara. That thing is yours. And then finally, I the knower am. I sense the knower is, there's no knower experiencer other than consciousness. Is there knower, is there an illuminator other than light here? Where is the illuminator? There's no illuminator with sitting with the form and hands and legs and things. There's no illuminator, there's only just the light. But still, illuminator is a temporary status attributed to the light from the standpoint of all the opaque things here. You say, yes, all opaque things are illumined, there is illumination of opaque objects, but there is an illuminator without whose presence the illumination is not possible. That illuminator, because of whose presence alone, all the opaque things are illumined, that illuminator is none other than light. When you say, you are intellectually resolving the illuminator in the light, you are not doing anything physically. Similarly, I am the knower, subject of knowledge, experience. There is no I knower other than consciousness. Therefore, I the knower am consciousness. When the I sense is resolved in consciousness, where is I here? I is knower is not in consciousness. Everything is resolved in Ishvara. So, what is Ishvara? There is no Ishvara other than consciousness. Understand? Therefore, the truth of the knower and the known, it is what? The consciousness. The I sense is cognitively shifted from anatma to atma. Resolve. That resolving the I sense, okay, in the wake of the knowledge of the one's own real nature, I sense is cognitively shifted and resolved in consciousness. That resolution of I sense in consciousness is called what? Death of ahankara. Okay, you are giving up here, it is resolved in the wake of knowledge. Okay, this is called what? Ahammatihi mrityum upaiti. Purva means prathamataya. First, what happens? What does Bhagavan do to protect you from fear of death? He does not destroy the fear. Bhagavan does not undo your fear. Understand? Even you are not blessed with immortality also, because you are already immortal. In the wake of the knowledge of the real nature, you understand yourself, your real nature, yourself being consciousness, which is of the nature of timelessness. Is it? Trikalajnaha, Kalarahitaha, Kalatitaha, Kalakaleshwara, so many names we have. Isn't it? You are of the nature of timelessness. Therefore he says, therefore mrityu, what happens first thing is, the death of the mrityu happened. You are afraid of your death. In fact, Bhagavan does not bless you with immortality. What happens is, the mrityu dies. Death dies. Death of the death happens. Death of the death happens. Therefore now, death of the death happens means what here? Actually, ahankarava mrityu upaiti purvam. Ahankara resolves. This death of the ahankara happens. It's called ahankara nasha. Really speaking, ahankara nasha, once you understand, the wave is water, the knowledge is a fact. Wave is water is a fact. Therefore, as long as you are ignorant of what the wave is, ignorance is. In the wake, once the knowledge rises, wave is water, it will never change. Isn't it? It will be permanent. Therefore, that's why it's called death, nasha. Understand? Therefore, here also ahankara nasha means I am the consciousness, is the fact. Therefore, once you shift the I sense from body, mind is complex, and resolve in consciousness, which is the fact, therefore the wrong identity is resolved for good. That's why it's called what? No, the wrong notion is resolved for good. In the wake of the knowledge of your real nature, the wrong notion is resolved for good. Therefore, it's called what? Death Nasha. Again, never come back. For Mrityu here, Aham Matihi means I sense, Ahankara. Aham Matihi literally means I sense. So here I sense implies what? Wrong notion about the self, Ahankara, resolves for good. Aham Matihi Mrityu Upaiti Purvam. Then, what is the nature of the wake of the urge? What do you understand? What is the nature of consciousness? Isn't it? Consciousness is free from time limitation. What? Time is object of knowledge, space is object of knowledge, and everything else exists in the time, in the realm of time and space is also object of knowledge. Anything is object of knowledge. The only one thing which is not objectifiable is what? The knower, the subject of knowledge. And the knower is consciousness. So consciousness can never become, never be the object of knowledge. So the non-objectifiable subject of knowledge is the consciousness. The consciousness is here, we say what? No. Is of the nature of timelessness. Therefore, the immortality is very swarupam of you. Swarupam of every individual, every being here. Truth of every being here. The essential nature of everything here is what? The immortal reality, the consciousness. Therefore, swabhavat amritaha. Every being is potentially, essentially immortal. Potentially, essentially immortal. This way potentially divine also. Every being here is potentially divine, potentially, essentially immortal, of the nature of immortality, of the nature of timelessness. Therefore, swabhavat amritaha, every being, all the beings here are essentially of the nature of immortality. You can see all the changes happening, death happening, all the beings are potentially and essentially are of the nature of changelessness. So that's why I say all the changes are happening where? In the changeless consciousness. Swabhavat amritaha. Amriteshu teshu. So those people who having taken refuge in the Lord and having been blessed with the knowledge of the real nature, having resolved their wrong identity, there be all the wrong notions about the self, and having got the even the wrong notions resolved for good, the I'm a mortal, that notion of having got resolved, now take ownership of immortality as their very real nature. Having taken immortality, timelessness, deathlessness as their very nature, having taken ownership of that as their very nature, again, katam punaha, mrityudayaha avakashaha. How can there be again fear of death in their minds? Mrityudayaha, mrityudhihi, mrityudayaha is a possessive of mrityudhihi. Mrityudhihi means the thought of death, the fear of death. The fear of death obtaining in the form of a thought is called what? Mrityudhihi. Mrityudayaha avakashaha punaha katam. How can there be a chance for this thought of death to occur in the mind? Understand? Which means, what it says is, there will never be a fear of death again in those people who have taken ownership of immortality as their very real nature, or who are of the nature of immortality, timelessness. Is it clear? And this freedom from fear of death, in fact, is freedom from the very phenomenon called fear for good. And the freedom from fear is in fact freedom from the very hold of mind. Freedom from mind. Freedom from fear is in fact freedom from emotional dependence. Freedom from even all the emotions also, freedom from the very mind. That's why it says moksha. Understand? So where is the bondage? There's no real bondage. There's no real moksha. The bondage is not ahankara. Is as long as wrong notion you entertain about yourself is there, so long will there be seeming bondage. Once the notion is resolved, you don't attain moksha, you take ownership of moksha as the real nature of it. And how can ahankara, what can you do with ahankara? Can you kill it? Can you kill your ahankara? Can you destroy your ahankara? Undo your ahankara? Or push your ahankara away? Give up ahankara? No. It has to be resolved by itself. Ahankara will resolve. All the wrong notions you have about yourself will resolve naturally. Once you have the identity is shifted from anatma, the body, mind, sense complex, to the atma, the all-pervasive reality, consciousness obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, the atma. The shifting the ahankara I sense from anatma to atma. How do you do it? By recognizing your real nature being consciousness. Self-recognition. You can recognition of your real nature is how? Only with the help of the shastram. So self-enquiry. Only through self-enquiry you can have you can have the knowledge of your real nature. What I am. Isn't it? What I am. What I the knower am. Who am I? This is not the self-enquiry. Enquiry into the nature of one's own self alone will result in the recognition of one's real nature. But self-enquiry, can you do it independently by yourself? No. Swasvarupa anusandhanam. One's own the enquiry into one's own real nature must be only with the help of the shastram. Self-enquiry should never be done independently. With the help of the shastram, with the help of the, just by studying the shastram, help in what? By doing shravanam and the guidance of a competent teacher. When you enquire into the nature of yourself, when you can't help stumbling upon your real nature being consciousness. It's not overnight business, it takes time. That's why, shravanam punaha 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 puna punyena shravanam kuryat. Repeated shravanam. Therefore, what should I do? Hold on to shastram. Once you hold on to shastram, shastram shravanam gacchami, take refuge in shastram. That is what is what. So, mrityunjaya ashraya will result in shastra ashraya, shastra shravana ashraya. Shastra shravana ashraya will result in the self-enquiry. In the shastra sahayena swasvarupa anusandhanam. When you do this, the self-enquiry will result in, you can't help, self-enquiry with the help of the shastram will definitely result in the recognition of your real nature being all-pervasive, timeless, everlasting, unchanging, unchangeable, eternal consciousness. And in the wake of the real nature of your knowledge of your real nature being consciousness, when you take ownership of your swarupam being already consciousness, naturally the wrong identity will resolve. In resolving the wrong identity, along with the wrong identity, wrong notions you entertain about yourself also resolve. That is, so resolution is only through jnanam. It's not a physical activity, it's a cognitive shift. is called what now? This is called ahankara nasha. When this happens, then naturally you see, you don't attain immortality, you understand immortality being your very nature, you take ownership of immortality as your very nature, timelessness as your very nature. Therefore, again, in such a mind, where the mind reveling in the vision of one's own real nature being timelessness, then there will never be again the thought of death. Mrityu diyaha avakasha punaha naiva sambhavati, there will never be a thought of the fear of death, the thought of death. Where is time? You will ask, where is time? The Dakshinamurti sits facing southern direction. Now why? South stands for time. Dakshina stands for jnanam. Once knowledge is, time factor resolves. Time can never stand in front of the truth. Which means what? Time becomes devoured. Listen. That's why Dakshinamurti sitting facing the south. South stands for time factor. North stands for jnanam. Why? That's why Ganga is flowing in North India. All our connections. Ganga symbolizes jnanam. Shastra jnanam. Shastra pravaha. This is when every puja when I do also I say Om Namo Bhagavati Gangai Jnana Pravahini Shastra Ropini Matre Shastra Ganga. Flowing from North India, so jnana. And South stands for, and don't think we come from India, don't be scared, okay? We have real Ganga flowing, sitting there. That's why we are right Ganga. In fact, I always think, you know, Shastra Ganga is, Gurukulam came in Coimbatore first, 24 years ago, oh, Ganga is going to flow from here, not from the North India. Anyway, for mrityu deha avakasha punaha katham, how can there be fear of death again in that mind, where the mind which is reveling in the vision of the knowledge, vision of the truth, vision of one's own real nature, being consciousness, which is the truth of the whole. Okay? Finished. What's time, Vedaji? Thank God. Sorry, I didn't want to be late.
No, that's good. Huh? You have to overrun, that's 15.
I didn't want to be late.
Huh?
Okay, I'll leave you soon so that we can go back. At least one verse I have done, so I'm happy about it. Is it clear now? Because it's a very kindergarten lesson for you. The Mrityu Deha, Ahankara, Adhyasa, Adhyaropa, you all know thoroughly very well.
Beautifully clear.
Isn't it? It's not something unknown to you. That's why it's a quick lesson, isn't it? Anybody who doesn't know all the steps very thoroughly, Adhyasa, Adhyaropa, Adhyaya, I think you know very well. I know that. But still, it'll be nice to see the verses, isn't it? Mrityunjayam Mrityubhyashritanam.
Mrityunjayam Mrityubhyashritanam.
Aham Matir Mrityumupaiti Puram.
Aham Matir Mrityumupaiti Puram.
Athasvabhavadamruteshu Teshu.
Athasvabhavadamruteshu Teshu.
Katham Punar Mrityu Dhiyovakashah.
Katham Punar Mrityu Dhiyovakashah.
Mrityunjayam Mrityubhyashritanam.
Mrityunjayam Mrityubhyashritanam.
Aham Matir Mrityumupaiti Puram.
Aham Matir Mrityumupaiti Puram.
Athasvabhavadamruteshu Teshu.
Athasvabhavadamruteshu Teshu.
Katham Punar.
Katham Punar.
Mrityu Dhiyovakashah.
Mrityu Dhiyovakashah.
Mrityu Dhiyaha Avakashah Katham Punaha. How can this, no? The thought of death can have a, how can there be a chance for the thought of death to occur? Okay, avakasha, don't say it will mean. It means there won't be fear of death again. So knowledge does not bless you with immortality. Knowledge blesses you with the knowledge of immortality. Thereby, knowledge blesses you with the freedom from fear of mortality. Okay, so these two are the benedictory verses. So actually, taking refuge in the Lord. Finally, you have turned to the Lord only if you want protection. And the real surrender to the Lord, the genuine, honest, fervent, intense prayer to the Lord will definitely bless you with the, you tap Bhagavan's grace, and the grace will be in the form of this finding a teacher, finding the Shastram, surrendering once to Shastram, and the study of the Shastram, and understanding of the Shastram, and being blessed with the benefit of the study of the Shastra. Understand? And this, all these things are also implied here. Sarvair nidanam. We just read the verse and go, okay? Sarvair nidanam.
Sarvair nidanam.
Jagatohamascha.
Jagatohamascha.
Vachah prabhuh kaschide.
Vachah prabhuh kaschide.
Aparashaktihi.
Aparashaktihi.
Chitretralokyamcha.
Chitretralokyamcha.
Vilokitacha.
Vilokitacha.
Patah prakashopyabhavatsayekah.
Patah prakashopyabhavatsayekah.
Okay, I need to split the teacher. Don't worry, we'll read again. Sarvehi. Quickly say that.
Sarvehi.
Nidanam.
Nidanam.
Jagatah.
Jagatah.
Ahamaha.
Ahamaha.
Cha. Vachyah.
Vachyah.
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
Kaschit.
Krishna.
Aparashakti.
Aparashakti.
Chitre.
Chitre.
Atra.
Atra.
Lokyam.
Lokyam.
Cha.
Cha.
Lokita cha.
Lokita.
Pataha.
Pataha.
Prakashah.
Prakashah.
Api.
Api.
Abhavat.
Abhavat.
Saha.
Saha.
Ekaha.
Ekaha.
We'll see later on. Like kindergarten class, nice to have some life in the morning. Om Purnamada
Purnamidam Purnam Purnam Gacchate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Jai Sada Shri Gurudyo Namaha. Hari Om.